Hey guys, so today I thought I would film an update video for March because I really liked filming that in February. So I'm going to talk about this month and what's been happening with me. Just yesterday I sent in my application to be a dog walker at the SPCA, which I am really excited for. I get the inkling that the application process might take a long time, but that seems really exciting to me because I really enjoy volunteering. I have a lot of spare time on my hands. And so I like to fill it up with a lot of hobbies. I still volunteer as a plant puller, but I like to walk a lot, so I feel like combining walking with, you know, volunteering with dogs would be really fun for me, especially since I love animals, but we don't have any pets because my dad is allergic. We haven't had pets in ages, and I really love animals, so that should be really fun. I'm excited to hopefully do that. I've been getting fewer hours at work this, like, past few weeks, and I mean, that's not like my ideal scenario, but it is what it is. And so I've been using extra time to like get more sunlight outside. Like I've been walking home instead of taking the bus, so it's like an extra like hour of walking or something. And that's really nice because I heard from ASAP Science recently that like if you get more sunlight, it's better for your vision. Like they haven't had much time to do a lot of like studies and research on it, but like so far it's been shown that looking at the computer too much doesn't like really harm your eyesight permanently, but what does is not getting enough sunlight. So I've been really thinking about that and trying to get more sunlight, trying to get out in the sun, especially now that it really feels like spring here. Like the sun's coming out, it's March, it's starting to feel like spring again, and I feel like spring might actually be my favorite season. I used to always say fall, but I think I like spring because it's like sunny and it's not boiling hot of summer, but it's not freezing cold of winter. You know, it's like just right. So yeah, I'm really excited for spring because then it starts getting warm and you can play tennis and you feel the breeze, and yeah. Although I've been playing tennis this winter anyway. Another thing that I just recently implemented into my phone is speech to text. Hold on, oh, I don't want to get my phone, but I'll get it. So basically I read about this thing that blind people use on their phone. Basically, here's my iPhone. Basically it like speaks what's on your phone and you can just run your finger over it and it'll just read it for you. I just think that's brilliant. Okay, here, I'll try. It's a great way to never look at your phone again because, you know, if you get like too much blue light, it's hard to sleep, and I get eye strain really easily. So this is like perfect for me. Hold on. Okay, I press the home button. Uh-huh, see, I press the home button and it says the time. And then if I press the home button again, it'll enter. Okay, I'm in the podcast app. You see, it just reads where you are and you can like... Double tap to view podcast description. You can run your hand around it. And then you double tap to press it. I'm still like working out how to practice with this. Oh, as you can see, I'm listening to Stuff You Should Know. But yeah, you can like navigate your phone without even looking at it. I just think it's brilliant. Oh, my eyes were still closed. I just think it's brilliant. Anyway, I'm still... Okay, I'm still like figuring out exactly how it works, but it is like really helpful and I love it a lot, and I'm really excited to try it here on my podcast currently, as you can see. There you go. I found this really useful. And I'm very excited to use that more because I feel like that'll be really good for my eyesight to like look at computer screens and phone screens less, because I look at them a lot, like a lot of hours a day. I highly recommend trying that out because apparently blind people use it a lot and it's like really good for accessibility. So I've been really enjoying it. I just thought it was brilliant. And apparently you can do the same thing for your computer too. So I need to put that on my computer too. But instead of your finger, you just use the cursor to scroll. So I'm going to be using that more. It takes patience and like I'm sure it takes getting some used to, but once I get used to it, I feel like it'll be so good. This might sound weird, but I've been eating a lot of raw mushrooms lately. Don't worry, I always make sure that they're edible because like some mushrooms, if you eat them raw, like you can get a disease. But I've been eating raw mushrooms and I've really been loving them. Like that's my food of the month, you guys, if I had to pick like raw mushrooms. They are so good. They're like chewy and moist. Like I will literally just eat them like an apple. They are delicious. I feel like they're like, they have the chewy consistency of like bread, except for like eating a lot of mushrooms is a lot healthier than eating a bunch of bread. So it's just the texture. I mean, it's not for everyone obviously, but I've been really loving those. It's opened my eyes. Vegetables. What a concept. Also, I've been eating a lot of cacao. Like, actually too much cacao. I'm slightly worried that I'm gonna get, like, some kind of cacao addiction because I've been eating a lot of cacao. I just, like, put it onto my almond butter sandwiches. It's just so good. I've just been eating a lot of spices in general, like cinnamon and ginger and, like, spices. Because they're, like, really good for you. They boost your immune system, increase your metabolism. Like, cinnamon lowers your blood sugar levels. Like, I think it's just incredible. So I've been eating a lot of spices lately. Still listen to all my podcasts. I've gotten a lot of insight this month from Dear Hank and John, which is a podcast by John and Hank Green, where they, like, answer advice questions. And I've gotten a lot of insight from that podcast. Like, in one of the episodes, like, John was saying about Hank that he really likes that Hank is not motivated by ego and money. So I've been thinking about that a lot and, like, thinking about what motivates me. I realize that I actually am quite motivated by ego and money, but I'm trying to reduce that and, like, be more generous and not as self-centered. Also, this is probably really weird, but I've been flushing less because of Dear Hank and John. John and Hank Green said that we all flush too much, and, like, if all you're doing is pee, you can just leave it in the toilet. You don't have to flush it down because it's a waste of water. So yeah, I've been flushing less in order to save water. I didn't realize that I was flushing so much, but it is true. If you're just peeing, you don't have to flush it. If it's yellow, leave it mellow or something like that. Hank and John always teach me new things. I really appreciate that. Like, they always leave me with something that I carry throughout my day. It's really great. I love that podcast. As for TV, I've been watching, my favorite reality shows are back on. Oh my gosh, Survivor and Big Brother Canada are on, and I've been loving them. Oh my gosh, Survivor is back. It's great. Big Brother Canada, oh my gosh, it's BB Camp 5. If you don't know, they're reality shows. Survivor is where contestants, like, live on an island and they vote each other out. And then Big Brother Canada is where people live in a house and they vote each other out. And Big Brother Canada is really entertaining. Actually, on both shows, they brought back some previous contestants. Although on Big Brother Canada, my favorite person right now is Karen because she's so funny. Oh my god, Karen's like 53 and she's like 20 years older than all the other contestants, but she is so hilarious. She's like very blunt and she swears and she's just really funny. Yeah, oh my gosh, Karen's great entertainment. Also on that show, I like Kevin because he's gorgeous. And I also like Gary because he's iconic. I actually really think that Gary could win because he's really good with people. So those are my predictions so far. I've been loving those shows. I guess I'm a bit obsessed. Also this month I went snowshoeing for the first time, which was really fun. I don't know why I've never been snowshoeing before, but I finally went this month. I also went sledding on a local mountain. That was really fun. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was nice to get out now that winter's ending. Winter season's almost ending. Snowshoeing was quite fun and I was not bad at it. But then again, I did go on a super easy trail, but still. As for next month in April, I'm looking forward to going to a writer's festival here in my city. That should be really fun. I'm really excited to go to that. I've never been to a writer's festival before, but I'm excited. Don't mind me, guys. I just had to change SD cards. Also for next month, I am very excited to go to a volunteer appreciation party for this plant pulling organization that I work for. I'm really excited for that. That sounds like it's gonna be a blast, and I feel really lucky to be invited to this party. Like, I don't get invited to parties. That's really fun. Nothing has gone horrifically wrong in my life recently, so I am very thankful for that. Also next month, Prison Break is airing its 5th season. If you don't know, Prison Break is like a show that aired, well, it originally aired like back in 2005. It's about these people who break out of prison. That's why it's called Prison Break. And after like many years, they are coming back with a whole new season, and I'm very excited because it's airing in April, and oh my gosh, I'm so stoked for that. And I'm pretty sure they filmed like at least some of it here in Vancouver, so how exciting. Maybe I'll recognize some scenes. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I'm very excited for that show. It's a really good show. It's like suspenseful and gripping and mysterious and heartfelt, and it's a good show. I love that show a lot, and it's not a reality show. It's one of the few shows that I watch that is not a reality show. So imagine if that was a reality show. Breaking Out of Prison, the reality show. Oh, this is just my notes, because, you know, I can't remember anything. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Let me know what's been going on in your month. Anything of note? Anything to talk about? I'd love to hear about it. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you in my next video. Bye!